Vandaag wordt heel wat gedebatteerd over de Brexit, ook in Groot-Brittannië zelf of in het Verenigd Koninkrijk. Over de Great Repeal Bill, een eerste grote stap in de richting van een stap weg van Europa, waarbij het idee is dat de Europese wetten automatisch zouden omgezet worden in wetten van het Verenigd Koninkrijk. En het Britse Lagerhuis debatteert daar vanavond nog over, nog tot heel erg laat, maar het lijkt wel alsof de regering het zou halen. En vanavond gaan we het ook een beetje over de Brexit hebben met mijn gast. Wonderland. Good evening, Tom McRae.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
You have a single out, which is called None of This Really Matters.
Yes.
Which is about Brexit. That's why you were invited to the political breakfast show on Sunday here in Belgium too, to talk about that and play some music. You're pretty mad about Brexit.
Yeah, I am. I am, in one word, mad about Brexit. Yeah, it's Our country's gone crazy, and it's not going to end well, and I'm actually genuinely really frightened.
Yeah, you're not alone, of course. Last week we had also a young British singer-songwriter here in the studio, who's called Will Sampson, and he moved to Brussels in the beginning of the year.
Wow.
He came to live here, not only because of Brexit, but it was a big reason. Are you still living in France?
No, we came back to the UK, and our intention was to then make the move permanent to France, and then Brexit happened, and I have no idea, no one does, what's going to happen. And if we moved, would I have to become a permanent citizen of the country that I then am in? So I wanted to make sure what my rights were after Brexit,
yeah,
if Brexit even happens.
Okay, so because nothing's sure, of
no,
course.
No, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. How do you like feel about this whole evolution since the last year?
It's unlike any other time I've known, and I study politics. I've got a degree in politics. I was going to be a journalist before I sort of sidestepped into music. So I've been watching this, and I have no frame of reference for this at all. There's never been a time where politicians were allowed to directly lie to the public, where they were known to be lying and you could call them liars, and yet nothing happened. There's no sanction. So that happened with Brexit. Now with the way that the debate is constantly being changed and the narrative is changed about Brexit. So the people voted to leave, but the reasons we're being told they voted for leave change every week. We voted because we didn't want austerity. We voted because we didn't want immigration. We voted because we didn't want control from another government. It's nonsense. So it's a very, very confusing time. And I think we're struggling with an electorate that perhaps doesn't understand all the issues.
Your song, None of This Really Matters, is about Brexit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like a mixed feeling that is in it, because you say that none of this really matters. So you're pretty mad, you're pretty upset, but at the same time you tell yourself, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that is also kind of a reflection of the rage, because I've spent my entire life voting for the left and voting for social justice and for the redistribution of wealth. And now I've watched the people who are going to be hurt most vote for Brexit. I'm sort of going, I don't care anymore. I don't feel that I have any power. I don't feel I have any agency. I don't feel that I can make a difference. And I'm just, it's not strictly true, but for the purposes of that song, it's about me going, you know what, I'm just going to make my life okay. I'm going to retreat into my little world, which I think I did for a bit while I made this record.
Okay. We asked you to pick out your favorite protest songs. It are choices that you made that surprised me a little bit, because I would have expected you to pick, for example, Billy Bragg, who is, I think, one of your great examples.
Absolutely. I wish I had now. If I had another six songs, I'd pick Billy Bragg.
Oh, I thought it was a choice you made not to pick him.
No, okay.
Okay, or I would have expected. Maybe your top three is going to change now, huh? But like Woody Guthrie, for example, or some kind of like the big protest songwriters ever. But you picked some different people. Let's start with Natalie Merchant. Great singer.
Yeah.
Great songwriter. What is so great about her that you picked her for as your example?
I think the thing for me, you've said it before, that the famous protest songs, so Woody Guthrie, uh-huh. everyone thinks Bob Dylan, they mm-hmm. think of those songs that you can sing while walking on a protest march. And they're great, that they are genuinely great. But the thing is, they're also kind of written in stone in history, and they kind of take on a different meaning. Mm-hmm. And I think if a protest song is going to work, first and foremost, it has to work as a song. You almost have to have the politics creep in as a secondary thing, because music comes up through the feet, through the heart, and then hits the head. Anything that goes straight for the intellect never works. So songs that do have that power are songs that are personal. And Natalie Merchant's Motherland is personal. It has characters in, same as Ghost of Tom Joad. And the songs themselves are beautiful. So it's almost secondary that you start to hear the words. And I think that's far cleverer and far more subtle way to reach people than saying, bring down the government, that stuff.
Okay, let's listen to Natalie Merchant's Motherland.
Where in hell can you go? Far from the things that you know. Far from the sprawl of concrete that keeps crawling its way. About 1,000 miles a day. Take one last look behind. Commit this to memory and mind. Don't miss this wasteland, this terrible place when you leave. Keep your heart off your sleeve. Motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Don't you go. Oh, my five and dime queen, tell me, what have you seen? The lost and the avarice, the bottomless, the cavernous greed. Is that what you see? Oh, motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. It's your happiness most of all, and for that I'd do anything at all. Oh, mercy me, if you want the best of it, or the most of all, if there's anything I can do at all. Now come on, shotgun bright. What makes me envy your life? Faceless, nameless, innocent, blameless, and free. What's that like to be? Motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes.
beautiful song, Natalie Merchant, crazy voice she also has. Mm. 2001, this song?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, I think so. From
yeah, it's been a long time, but it's still really, really,
contemporary.
Yeah, exactly. It fits in the moment of time.
Yeah.
In many ways, do you have to know what the song is about to understand it? Because it can take on different meanings.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's the thing with music, is that it's transcendent. So if it's in another language, you still understand, because it's a vehicle for emotion. And then it's up to you whether you dissect the lyrics and find out more. But then even if you do dissect the lyrics, people come up with their own meanings. So, I mean, I think that's very explicitly a protest song. You can't sing about the lust and the avarice, the bottomless, the cavernous greed. And that's obviously about what that's about. But I think that if you make something that is suggestive and descriptive, it allows people to step into a song, and then they're part of it. Whereas if it's very, very obviously a protest song, I think it can put a few people off. And what's the point in writing songs which only people who believe in the same cause will believe in? You've got to seduce people by it just being a great song.
Yeah. You are a singer-songwriter. Your style is also pretty soft in music, I mean. You work with language. You're very hard in your language. You can be really ironic, and that works in a very hard way too. But there is, of course, a big tradition in punk, where the music takes on the emotion and the protest. You've picked Rage Against the Machine as a perfect example of a good protest song, Killing in the Name of, which has both, of course, in language. The language is really, really rough too. Mm-hmm. But do you sometimes feel that need to put your anger into the music too?
Yeah, and if I had a better voice, I would, is the answer. And I would, you know, I love singing loud, and I love doing rock, but you kind of have to do what you do best, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried in a bunch of bands before I got record deals, and I don't have that kind of voice. But I do think that's a good point, that actually protest songs, the music and the sound can convey that anger and that rage. And I think that's completely as valid as having something that is clever lyrically. Mm-hmm. And I think this band, Rage Against Machine, one of my favorite all-time bands, just always, always brought that energy. And that energy creating an outlet for the audience's rage and frustrations. And I think that's incredibly valid and important in our culture. So, yeah. And that those guys were the best at it.
Yeah, they pretty literally kick American politics in the nuts with this song.
Yeah,
Is that something you would like to have, this kind of popularity, of course, but also this kind of punch in it?
Yeah, I mean, I would. I there's nothing. You always deal in opposites, so whatever you are, you want to be the opposite. So I would love to be in a rock band. I would love to be, you know, having a massive guitar sound. And the trouble is, I've got the voice of a slightly disappointed choir boy, which wouldn't work in that rock music situation. So, in my dreams, I sometimes dream I'm sliding across the stage playing a guitar solo and screaming, but yeah, not in real life.
Do what they told ya. Now you 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 do what they told ya. And 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 now you do what they told ya. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge and your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing the badge and your chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing the badge and your chosen white. You're justified. Those who died for wearing the badge and your chosen white. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Do what they told ya. And now you 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 do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya.
Great song, of course, Killing in the Name of, Rage Against the Machine. There is a lot of rage in this song, too. There's a lot of cursing, too.
Mm-hmm.
That works sometimes to get some relief. Is your whole album that just came out, Outer World, also full of these protest songs?
I wouldn't say that it's an album of protest songs. It's an album of me in the world today, which is the personal and political cannot be separated for any of us anymore, even if we wanted them to be. So it's an album of despair, disappointment, also hope. It's that mixed message of are the world, as in I despair of it,
uh-huh.
Oh, the world, it's an amazing, beautiful place, and we have such a brief time here.
Okay.
So it's, I think that if you write a song that's purely cynical, that's purely bleak, it's almost impossible, because even the act of writing a song is kind of a hopeful act. So I think my songs, even if I wanted them to be purely horrible or mean or disappointed or despairing, there's always a sort of silver thread of hope.
That's nice. That's beautiful. It's a positive way of thinking about the world. You've picked Bruce Springsteen as your last song, The Ghost of Tom Joad. Who is that figure, the Tom Joad?
Tom Joad is a character from the Pulitzer-winning novel Grapes of Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
So it's he's a character in an itinerant family who travel around picking fruit, and in many ways they were the first sort of refugees driven out by the Dust Bowl in the States when their climate destroyed their livelihood. So it's very contemporary. It's about people who are forced to travel, forced to live on the margins of society, and that's unfortunately always in our news and never going away. And you could write a song about it and talk about the world's a terrible place, refugees are suffering, this is happening here. But unless you pick a tiny thing and a small thing, you can't reflect the huge thing. So he's in telling one person's story, then you can then tell the bigger story.
Thank you so much.
I was
really, really happy that you could come to our studio.
Thank you.
And a lot of beautiful days to come, and that's what I wish you and the rest of Britain. Thank you. The Ghost of Tom Joad, Bruce Springsteen.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. hot soup on a campfire in the bridge. Shelter line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in the car in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joe. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a buddy and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Bathing in the city aqua. Highway is alive tonight. The way it's hit it, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, waiting on the ghost of Tom Joe. Against the blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, Mom, I'll be there. But there's somebody fighting for a place to stay. A decent job or a helping hand. Maybe somebody struggling to be free. Look in the eyes, Mom, you'll see me. Highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line with the ghost of old Tom Joe.
The Ghost of Tom Joad van Bruce Springsteen. Als je de Ghost van Tom McRae wil nalezen, radio1.be. Daar staan zijn drie favoriete protestsongs.